Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hater to love it. We're back here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob, Mac, and Dusty with you on this glorious Friday. Mitch Holtis will join us here in about 3 minutes.
Boy, we're already that part of the show.
That's right,
good
man.
Good Lord, we are moving today.
That's right. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, every Friday, 7:25, we'll get his take on this game. He, stay focused, Dusty, was his quote last week to me. We get Mitch here in just a minute, but I do want to bring up this game because I think it is more than just Mahomes versus Allen. This is, you know, This is, to me, in my opinion, this is the rivalry in the AFC. Both teams have beaten each other. The Chiefs kind of have the upper hand because they get it done when it matters most. Buffalo seems to win in the regular season. Travis Kelce seems to, you know, kind of step it up against Buffalo. His last four games, 6 for 10, 6 receptions on 10 targets, 8 receptions on 10 targets, 6 receptions on 10 targets, 5 receptions on 7 targets, 3 touchdowns in those games. But his average against the Buffalo Bills is 5 catches for 63 yards, averaging about 13 yards per catch against Buffalo. But against his totals versus Buffalo, 34 for 40, 440 yards, 12.9 average, 4 touchdowns. I think we are going to have another one of those days where it's like, this is the Travis Kelce Mahomes game. This is, You know, Allen doesn't have Stephon Diggs this year.
Right.
The tight end Kincaid kind of beat up. Dawson Knox is still there. Coleman's out.
Out.
Right. I think this is one of those games where it's, you know, the Chiefs go into this game and it's a lean on the vets. You know,
yeah.
Get Kareem Hunt going. Let him close the game out. Let Travis Kelce set the tone and use the guy that you got in the trade deadline and DeAndre Hopkins to just kind of control the narrative of this game and be the better veteran clean team.
You don't want to rely on Xavier Worthy in this game, a rookie, because he's never played in a game this big before of this magnitude and at any level, right? So you want to have your vets take over. This is a veteran leadership type of game where you look at some of the younger guys around there and you go, all right, guys, we got this. Mahomes, Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster coming back. You mentioned, you know, leaning on Kareem Hunt as well. And on the defensive side, the Chris Jones type a game. I think he's going to be fired up. I mean, I know he's going to be fired up after kind of listening to him yesterday saying we're not just playing the Buffalo Bills, we're playing their fans as well. And after what happened in Buffalo back in January, you know Chris Jones is fired up. Justin Reed going to be fired up. Nick Bolton going to be fired up for this game. Those are your veteran leaders on that defensive side. And after having a subpar game, maybe the first of his career in Trent McDuffie, he's probably going to go out there and want to have a big game to kind of get rid of that stink from the Denver game last week. I couldn't think of who they were, right?
Speaking of knowing who they are, Mitch Holtis, he's joined us now.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
You know it's Mitch Holtis, so you know it's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. We go straight to the phone line and we join that sweet sexual sounds of Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch, how we doing, my man?
Hello, fellas. I've actually heard your video collection at 6 and 7 this morning.
There you go.
And I'm thinking, who are these people? Do they sit there with voodoo dolls and put pins in a crocheted, weird wolf thing? And just, man, these people are just full of anger.
Yeah.
So, Yep. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Take them on. Take them all on.
You know, it's funny, and we'll obviously get to the Butker situation, all that in a minute, but we talked to a lot of people in Buffalo this week from a radio standpoint, Mitch, and one gentleman said it's an apathetic fan base this week for the game, and another said it's a lose-lose situation is how the Buffalo fans are feeling about this game. I can't believe they have that feeling because I'm looking at this game, and I'm like, let's go. This is the game that I circled when that schedule came out.
Why would it be lose-lose? These guys, they're 8-2 for the first time since 1993 was the last time they went to the Super Bowl in that run of four straight Super Bowls they all lost.
Right.
But, I mean, they're 8-2. What's the lose-lose?
Well, because they know they can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, and if they beat them in the regular season, they're kind of like, it doesn't matter. We still have to do it in January, and we haven't been able to do that.
Well, and this is another thing, though. These narratives that get out there, and then everybody – has anybody mentioned that Mahomes is 2-0 in Buffalo?
No.
He's 2-0. The three times Josh Allen has won have all been at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the COVID year of 2020.
Yep.
Clyde runs for 164 yards, and then last year's game. Mahomes is not lost in Buffalo. Now, who's put that one out there?
Nobody.
It's all been like Josh Allen owns Mahomes in the regular season. Oh, okay. Well, Mahomes has not lost in Buffalo. So I remember seeing Pat on the plane after that because I heard the clip of, you know, the whole that'll pretty much cover the flyby, which I was thinking of the old Top Gun reference.
Right.
But I saw him on the plane. I go, I think you've won a road game now in the playoffs. He's like, you think? So just tell Pat, just get him fired up, right? Go poke the dog. But let's also mention that Mahomes is undefeated in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's wild when you think about it. And true, it doesn't fit the narrative, though, Mitch. And as you know, in this business,
right,
if it doesn't fit the narrative, we don't tend to talk about those things, right? Because you want to have this narrative.
Put another pin in the weird wolf or Casey Wolf doll.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get those voodoo dolls out there. All right, let's talk about the thing we don't really want to talk about ever is that kicking game. When did Harrison Butker get hurt, and how is this going to impact? Because I think it's a big impact.
Yeah, it's a big impact. You're taking, think of the big kicks,
yep,
that Butt has made. I mean, we just kind of take it for granted. That 57-yarder last year off the NFL logo in Super Bowl 58 might have been his best kick, obviously, or close to it would have been the really hard kick into the wind, Cincinnati in the 2022 AFC Championship game. There's just been so many that he's nailed, not just making big kicks, but when he's made them at the toughest of times. I don't know. I talked to him for quite a while on Wednesday. That would have been before practice. I didn't see him yesterday. And then evidently at practice yesterday, or maybe tweaked it Wednesday, and he was trying to go and push through it and couldn't do it. I know Coach will say more today, and he'll give everybody the lowdown. But maybe it's been – I don't know. Maybe that's the reason he miskicked that ball at the end of the game, on last Sunday's game, because that thing was ugly. It was like, this isn't Butt at all. Like, is there air in that ball?
Yeah.
So it's just really strange. So I can't really answer that. Maybe it's been something that's gradually come on for Butt.
But so how do you think, my whole mindset, Mitch, going into this game is, all right, we can't, you know, let it come down to a kick now because we don't know what we have in this Spencer Schrader guy, or, you know, what he's going to be able to do. He's never been in a situation, obviously, like this on a practice squad. But my whole take also is, if Brett Veach signs a guy, you got to trust the guy. Brett Veach has earned that, you know, that benefit of the doubt, if you will.
Well, early this morning, I saw Dave Tobe, and Dave's like, let's go. We got this guy. And I think he was the best available guy. It's maybe similar to what happened when we got Harrison Butker back in 2017, he was on the practice squad for Carolina.
Right.
He was in a camp battle with Graham Gano, I believe, and Gano beat him out, but they didn't want to lose him or keep him around. And so they put him on practice squad. Well, the Chiefs were claiming him because Cairo Santos got hurt. This might be a similar deal. If you look at it, he played one game, Schrader. This is Spencer Schrader, who's really an interesting guy if you study him. He owns three businesses already. This kid's a rookie. He's got three businesses that he owns.
Hmm.
He kicked one game with the Jets, and he kicked one game with the Colts. He's 2-for-2 on field goals made a 45-yarder when he was with the Jets. All eight of his kicks have been touchbacks, so I think he got a strong leg. If you kind of do a deep dive into him, you'll find out that this kid is kind of wicked smart. Who has three businesses of his own when he's, 23 or 2 or whatever? But so I'm kind of interested to meet him and let him rip, see what he can do.
Mitch, I think this is a big lean-on-your-vet game. Travis Kelce, yep. I got the numbers right here. Last four games against Buffalo, 25 catches, 313 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mahomes obviously has good numbers against the Bills as well. Is this that game where it's like, you know, this is where you need your stars to be stars and lean on Mahomes and the defense and let them keep shining?
Especially when you're in an environment like this, because they're coming with pitchforks and dirt clods. People have asked, hey, what's it going to be like? I said, have you seen the French Revolution?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene on Les Miserables. That's what this is. And, you know, Danon runs up to the crowd. He's looking to fight somebody. I'm a lover, not a fighter. And I got Matt McMullen with me, right? So if I got Danon leading the way, it'd be better. But Matt's a good dude, but I'm just, hey. You know, he looks like me. So, but Dusty, back to your point, and here, excuse me, that's why I'm really excited to see Juju Smith-Schuster and D-Hop on the field at the same time with Kelce, because that's never happened. And we're going to throw that out there and then just throw Worthy in there because we're really close to hitting him on a long one. And so I'm kind of fired up to see those vets take this on. Because they will say, let's go, let's figure this out. Kelce, to your point, I mean, Kelce has 5 postseason touchdowns against these guys. Let that one soak in for a second. And he peeled off 108 yards in the 22 game in the regular season and then 118 last year in the AFC Championship game. But with this Buffalo defense, you're now going to have to deal not only with Kelce and double-team him, which they did last year, you're going to have to deal with all these other guys I mentioned. So I'm really fired up to see what the Chiefs can put out there and attack this Bills defense. Here's the key, though, with these guys. And this will sound obvious, but in some games, it's more important than others. The Bills have lived off the giveaway takeaway. They have 19 takeaways, by far the most in the league. And Josh Allen's not turning it over this year, at least in the first 7 games. He only has 4 interceptions, but they've been in the last 3 games. And last year, he was kind of hemorrhaging interceptions. But this year, they're plus 13 in the giveaway takeaway. To me, if you're even, the Chiefs will win. But this is a game where you can't go minus 1 or minus 2 because it would be a lot to overcome.
Mitch, both of these teams are obviously very good. 17-2 combined records for both of them. And, you know, coming into the season, I thought people kind of felt Buffalo may take a step back. They lost some key players in the offseason. The Chiefs clearly have lost people as the season began. Why are these teams still on top with all of these changes that have occurred to both of their rosters?
Well, you know, we love Brett Veach, and he's just a menace. He's so good at what he does. But we got to give the Bills some credit here, too. In fact, here's your trivia of the morning. How many Buffalo Bills wide receivers that will be on the field in this game Sunday were in the AFC Championship or AFC Divisional game last January?
How many?
One.
Wow.
One. Khalil Shakir. That's it. And he's having a good year. Actually, Buffalo, remember? We forget. go back to the off-season discussion about Buffalo. Is their window closing? They get rid of Stephon Diggs. They move on from their safeties. They've had Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer forever, both gone. They are really young in the secondary. They kind of redid their team in many ways in a lot of spots the way the Chiefs did. Because look at our receiving core going into this game. Worthy wasn't there. Juju wasn't there. D-Hop wasn't there. Like Watson. And that's it. And McColl. So there's just been kind of an overhaul that it's easy to take for granted because you're into the weeds of the season. But if you go back and look at it from April to now, it's pretty astonishing what these two teams have been able to do and still win consistently.
Any concern with the offensive line in this game as we had last week against the Denver Broncos?
Yes, and it's because of Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa. Rousseau, it was 2021. I don't know if you remember this. The Chiefs had a screenplay set up to go. I mean, I've looked at this thing on video like 10 times. And Rousseau, he's got like maybe a 7-foot wingspan. He's 6'6", tips Patrick's pass to himself and gets an interception. This is like on the first drive of the game, real early. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
And then last year, Epenesa did the same thing in the regular season game at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. They're so long and athletic that they create issues even if they don't get just like a speed crazy rush. So you not only have to deal with their quickness off the edge, but you got to deal with their length. And that's an issue because this, I told you, this team's living off turnovers, and some of those turnovers have come off tip passes.
All right, Mitch, let's take a look at kind of Mahomes and this defense. And you know, they're doing some really good things, obviously, both Patrick on the offensive side, the defense is doing some good things. But what are some things that they're doing that maybe people aren't talking about with those two positions?
It's okay. Have we talked about Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter?
Nope.
I mean, his QBR rating in the fourth quarter is 116.3. They go, yes, he's 12 over 9, 12 touchdowns.
That's all they talk about.
That's all they talk about. Mahomes is one of the best, obviously, in the fourth quarter, but he's doing it again this year. When trailing, Patrick Mahomes' QBR, his quarterback rating is 100.1. The fact that they've had 9 straight wins when they've been down by 7-plus points, it's an NFL record, or 8 comeback wins, the most of any team in NFL history that started 9-0, is largely due to Patrick Mahomes. And he's the best when it's needed the most in the fourth quarter. Here's another one with the Chiefs defense. When trailing in the fourth quarter, the Chiefs defense has given up a total of 20 yards. 20 yards. So think about the second half last week against Denver. They're down 14-13. They need to get stops. They get stops. Remember Felix Njudike-Uzelma's play when they tried to trick him in the quarterback design run by Bo Nix? That was second down. Got him off the field on third down. And now all of a sudden you're not giving him anything and you take the lead back and go up 16-14. If you look closely at this Chiefs team, like, how are they doing it? I don't know, man. They're just so lucky. They're blocking kicks and toes on the line on the pass play. We'll do a deep dive into them and realize that in all three phases, when everything's on the line, they are at their best. And there's nobody in the NFL close to them when you get to fourth quarter or behind or need to make the key play at the key time. These guys, this Chiefs team, does it all the time. And that's the brilliance in this club.
Mitch, you call me the mule because I kick back. And the stat that I love this week that I found was that the Chiefs are giving up only 7.4 points in the second half. So a team that you've got to be perfect against, you've got to even be more perfect against in the second half because of the limitations you might have of getting in the red area, let alone in the end zone.
Okay, mule, just stop a second. Think about what you just said.
Think about
how ridiculous that stat is.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible stat.
Thank you.
And think of the offenses they've played. The Chiefs have 4 wins over teams with winning records. You know how many Buffalo has?
None.
One. They beat Arizona 34-28. And they're a good team. But they've not played the schedule the Chiefs have played. Everybody thinks all the pin in the Casey Wolf doll is thinking, this is it, man, this is it. If the Chiefs beat the Bills, what's going to happen to the guy on reels that's going, they've got to kill these guys. I'm hoping that he's not even a Bills fan. Like, what? They're going to be apoplectic. So I'm just telling you, the Chiefs and the Bills are okay. They're okay. But let's don't overvalue the Bills and undersell the Chiefs in this game.
No doubt about it, Mitch. Have a great call up in Buffalo, and we will talk to you again next Friday. And hope we're sitting at 10-0 and locking the AFC all up in arms.
If we are, it'll be the first time the Chiefs have ever been 10-0. And I'll give you some numbers. If they're 10-0 next week, you'll really like.
That's a hell of a tease.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Take care, Mitch.
Boys.
See you, bud.
All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.